Okay, today we're going to get to the issue of how old of a child is subject to the issue of yichud, both in terms of how old of a child is going to be usher to be alone in a room with, as well as how old of a child can help you if you would otherwise be having yichud and the child would be a shomer. And then we're going to go from children to old people. How old can old people be to maybe not be a problem of yichud anymore? Not how old, but how frail or how unlikely would it have to be for a person to be engaged in this kind of activity in order for it to not be a problem of yichud. So that's the topic for today. There is one other, I just realized, that probably the most challenging sugya in Hilchos Yichud is one that we haven't done yet, and that is Shnei Batim Zu Lefnei Mizu, that if you have two rooms, one inside, one further in than the other, and there are Nashim Yivachutz, Nashim Yivathim, the Gemara has all sorts of permutations. It's a very challenging sugya to go through. We're not going to do it today, but we do have to touch upon that sugya. And I figured the way we're going to do it is we're going to pose it as a Shaila Halacha L'Maisa, and we'll probably do that tomorrow, like you're at home with your housekeeper, let's say. We'll use that as the Shaila and work our way through that. Through that sugya as a way of answering that shaila. So God willing, we'll do that tomorrow. So whatever schedule I laid out yesterday for the rest of the shiurim of the summer, I think that's a sugya that I just totally forgot about, and we have to get to. So that we'll do tomorrow. But today, the age of yichud. Now, the challenging part of this sugya, like a couple of things we've had already this summer, is that the Gemara never talks about it. The Gemara never tells us how old a child has to be in order for it to be a problem to be alone with them. So what would you have normally assumed if the Gemara never tells you at what age the din applies? Why would you assume bat mitzvah? So I likely would have assumed something similar. Bar bas mitzvah. Why? So that makes sense from the child's perspective. That the chiyuv is only going to be on them once they're bar chiyuva. But from the adult's perspective, should bar bat mitzvah be the determining factor? Meaning if I'm a 38-year-old man, so why should it be that a dafka, a 12-year-old girl, is a problem, 11-year-old girl? That's the svar of the nafshi.
I say
roi libia. So, which is what do you mean by roi libia? You mean that it halachically counts as bia,
or
you mean realistically roi libia? Realistically roi libia. So that could be well over bat mitzvah,
right?
In our times. So the problem with saying something like that, the problem with all of these suggestions, all these arbitrary or logical times that we might want to assign to this iser, is that these are difficult to define. I mean, at what point is a girl old enough where you're going to say that realistically she's Rai Libia? There's no clear line where you would say that nowadays. 12-year-old girl, you would think that most normal men wouldn't have a taiva for a 12-year-old girl. So why would that be an isser? But by the same token, a 13-year-old boy might have a taiva for a 12-year-old girl. 13-year-old boy is bar mitzvah. So these are very difficult things, and the Gemara doesn't talk about it. So the Shulchan Aruch does talk about it, and this is one of those rare instances. Someone came over to me during Seder this morning and said, what's going on over here? Is Rav Moshe arguing on the Shulchan Aruch? And the answer is yes. Rav Moshe is arguing on the Shulchan Aruch over here. Gemara never speaks about it. And Rav Moshe, I guess, feels that he has a little bit of leeway. You'll notice at the end of Rav Moshe's tshuva, when he talks about this, he says, I'm not going to say lo, lo, heter, velo, velo, iser. I don't want to say whether something is asr or mutter over here. Which means to say that I don't want to say out loud that I'm arguing on the Shulchan Aruch, but I'm arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch has to say. Shulchan Aruch, in Si'if Yud Aleph, which is on page... I'm not good at this. On page 31 of your packets, Tinokas shipchusa mi bas shalosh v'tinok pachos mi ben tes, mutrilis yachid imayen, shalogazru ela al yichud isha ru'i labia v'isha ro'i labia. That if you have a girl under the age of 3, a boy under the age of 9, they're not included in the Yisur of Yichud, because they were only gozer on people who are Roi Labia. Now this Roi Labia means Roi La Halachic Bia, that the Bia would count as a Bia. A boy under the age of 9 is not Roi Labia, the Bia wouldn't count as anything. Girl under the age of 3, Basila Chosrim, the Bia doesn't count as anything. But halachically, a girl over the age of 3 that has Bia, the Bia counts as something. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? This idea that a Dafka goes by 3 and 9. So if you look back, meaning we know it doesn't come from a Gemara, so normally when we try to develop a sugya, we start with the Gemara and we work our way forward. But over here, there is no Gemara to start with. So it comes from the Rambam. The Tur quoted this as well on page 23. And the Tur quoted this from a Rambam. Kosev a Rambam zal tinok pachos miventesha shana mutul l'syachil emanashim shalo gazru ela b'ish haray l'biya, that there were only goes there on a man who's Roy Labia, only at the age of 9 is a man Roy Labia. Now, a couple of points over here. First of all, the Lashon that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch use is Shelo Gazru Ela Al Isha Roy Labia and Isha Haru'i Labia. Well, what does that tell you, that Lashon? What does that indicate to you? That we're talking about Yichud Midrabana. And if it were Yichud Midaraisa, then what would you say? Then at what age does it apply? You're a nurse in a hospital and a baby boy is born. And all the other babies aren't going to tell anyone what goes on between you and the baby boy. That's, right? You're in the nursery. So is this a Yichud? 3 o'clock in the morning. Is this a Yichud with an infant? Because the nurse is Anida? Or because the Yichud Arayas? Yichud Arayas, or she's Neshas Ish? Very difficult to understand. Lo Gazru. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, in a chinami. If it were a dindo raisa, then even under the age of 3 would be a problem. It's like wild, no? So look at the Aruch HaShulchan. What was it? Yud? Was it Yud? Yud Alf? Or was it? You remember? Yud?
Yeah, it was Yud.
Yeah. So he quotes from the Gemara, but going toward the end of the paragraph, actually. He writes, V'chein isha mutaris z'yachidim tinok pachos m'bentas shana shalo gazru ela al yichud isha roi labia v'isha aru'ia. Miu imatinokes kitsha avia osu l'z'yachidima daredina ke'ishas ish v'asura min ha-Torah ve'in chilik bein ru'ia le'in ru'ia. If you were to have a tinokas whose father gave her over for kiddushin, which a father has the ability to give his katana daughter over for kiddushin, so now she's become an ashes ish, and if she's become an ashes ish, you're dealing with yichud araisa. There's no roi labia issue because that's all the svara that we give for nisud rabbanon. But in nisud araisa, there are no svaras, there are no chachmas. It's just all across the board. So it doesn't make a difference what age the girl is, says the Aruch HaShulchan.
Would it make a difference in that case that young girl herself is the Ishtis as opposed to the girl who is the Ishtis and the newborn baby?
What? Why? Why would it? Meaning, tell me, I mean, intuitively you want to say it does, right?
Yeah.
Why? So we got to come up with a svara. It's very difficult. The svara HaShulchan is very, very challenging. Yeah. Yeah. Saying, I don't care if she's Roy Labia or not Roy Labia. The whole svara of Roy Labia was to say that there weren't goals there on someone who's not Roy Labia. But it's not about a gzeira, it's about a dindar raisa. Huh? So, male, it's going to be us across the board. It's going to be us for everyone.
Yeah, but that's only because you're married.
What?
Meaning with the infant in the hospital wouldn't be a problem because they're not.
So Solomon said, let's say she's the nurse is an Ashes Ish. So, for her to have yichud with someone would be dar raisa. So maybe even for a baby. It's a wild chiddush. I saw in the Sefer, I was very bothered by this Aruch HaShulchan when I saw it, but I couldn't figure out why he's wrong, other than just misvara. It's just like, doesn't sit well. Like, can you formulate what's wrong with it? Meaning, so what would we say? Why do the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah use the Lashon of Shelo Gazru if the same would be true by a Da'o Raisa?
I was trying to say, between the case of the Ashes Ish and the newborn baby is maybe the Isser is for an Ashes Ish to be with someone who is Roy Labia. So in the case where the daughter is made into an Ashes Ish, so then she has an Isser to be with any adult man because he's Roy for Bia, or any man who's like older than 9. But with the newborn baby, he's not really Leviah, so the Ish Ish is not with someone.
The problem with that is that to say that someone who themselves is not Roy Lebiya has an issue to be with someone who is Roy Lebiya, it lacks any mashmos. As long as one of the parties is not Roy Lebiya, then Lebiya can't happen. So it should. And the truth is, like, I set it up in a way that makes it sound ridiculous, but, you know, like I said, like you have the nurse in the hospital with the infant. Ridiculous! How could there be an Isra Yichud? Let me ask you. You watch a 3-year-old. Could you see 3-year-old kids running around camp? Can you imagine that babysitting a 3-year-old kid? Does it sound any less ridiculous that would be Asr? And yet that apparently is Asr according to the Shulchan Aruch, right? If you're alone with a little 3-year-old girl, that, you know, these little, they can't even walk straight, totally, you know, toddlers, they call them toddlers because they toddle, right? So they, you know, that's us, and that's Taka Asr according to the Shulchan Aruch. So to just apply our sensibilities doesn't seem to work over here. So is the Aruch HaShulchan wrong? So I'm not sure, but I saw in the Sefer Torah Seyichud on page Lamed He, Ha'aruch Chav Dalet, he quotes this Aruch HaShulchan. The ain dvar of mukhrachim, he says. The Aruch HaShulchan is not mukhrach at all. Chada, da'afilu b'yichud min ha'tar yesh lomar d'yesh chiluk bein ru'ya le'in ru'ya, kivin she'isri yichud l'mishum chashash b'ya. This should have been our first reaction as soon as we saw the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is assuming, I don't care whether b'ya is possible. If yichud min ha'tar, it's yichud min ha'tar. It's nisri yichud, whether b'ya is possible or not. So right away, that should set off bells in our head. Wait a second. If Bia is not possible, what does the Rambam say in Halacha Aleph? What does the Shulchan Aruch say in Seif Aleph of Simon Chav Beis? That Yichud Arayos is Asr because of a chashash that you're going to become to Znus. That it's going to come to Gilei Arayos. So the way they formulate it, La Halacha, is that the whole nature of Isra Yichud Min HaTorah is only that it's going to come to some sort of Bia. So if there's no chashash b'ya even on a d'oraisa level. Problem is, the diuk in the lashon of the Rambam Shlo Gazru, the lashon of the Torah Shlo Gazru, and the Shulchan Shlo Gazru isn't really addressed by this, but certainly one could argue that if there's no halachic b'ya that's even possible, that it wouldn't be included even in the yichud d'oraisa. That's one reason why he says the Aruch Shulchan is very questionable. Va'od, the kivan de mode de in yichud rabban no chalkin ben ruya lein ruya im kein bu chusumi bas gimel de min atoro lo nechshav biyas lebiya lo shayich shiye kan isri yichud min atoro. Since anyway on the by yichud rabban we're going to distinguish between she who is roi lebiya and she who is not, so a girl under the age of 3 who cannot have biya can't have yichud min atoro. I don't know what he's talking about. And it's what do you mean kendoraisa? It's kendorabanan.
No, it's
meaning if the rabbanan were misakin, that they must have gotten it from somewhere.
Yeah,
called the tikkun rabbanan kendoraisa tikkun. Yeah, that must be what he's talking. That must be what he means. Okay, that if the rabbanan made this chiluk between a 3-year-old and less than 3 years old, they must have gotten it from somewhere. So because all the dinim d'rabbanan called tikkun rabbanan ken d'oraisa tikkunim, they always pattern all the dinim d'rabbanan after dinim d'oraisa. So it must be the din d'oraisa makes this chiluk between more than 3 or less than 3. So that's our number one, is that the Aruch HaShulchan makes the diuk in the fact that it says lo gazru. It's all about gazru. But if it were a din, if it were yichud min ha'Torah, then even under the age of 3 would be Asr. Questionable Aruch HaShulchan, certainly a troubling Aruch HaShulchan, but it's there, it exists. That's Ha'ara number one. Yeah. What? Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can, yeah. I mean, the father can give her for Kiddushin.
She's considered
Ishishin, yeah. Obviously, we don't do it with any young girls nowadays. There was a particular Russia a number of years ago, it was big story in the New York Times, decided in a divorce battle with his wife that he was going to be mekabel kiddushin to an unidentified man. He didn't identify who the guy was until his wife would give in to all of his demands in the divorce settlement. So he was going to ruin his daughter's life. Yeah, big tzaddikim. So the people use Torah as a as a weapon sometimes. So anyway, so that's Hara number one. Hara number two is what the Bach points out over here. The Bach in page 23 over here, the Torah quotes from the Rambam that a boy under the age of 9, there's not going to be an Isser of Yichud because they weren't gozer for anyone who's not Roy Labia. But the Bach notes that the Rambam says Tino Pachus Mibentesha L'chara, it should also be for a girl under the age of 3. And the Rambam says that explicitly, but the Tur never mentions a girl under the age of 3, meaning he never mentions the age for a girl. He only mentions the age for a boy. The Rambam mentioned both. The Rambam mentioned both the age for a boy and the age for a girl, and note that there's a significant discrepancy between them. It happens to be the halacha is that at the age of 3, a girl's bia counts as bia, at the age of 9, a boy's bia counts as bia. It happens to be that's the halacha. But, I mean, he's triple her age. So there's a significant difference in the maturity. And for some reason, the Torah only mentions the boy, doesn't mention the girl. So says the Bach, V'yesh l'tmoa, mipnei mahishmitim. Why does the Torah leave out this detail, this critical detail, that a girl under the age of 3 is not a problem, but over the age of 3 already is a problem? V'nira d'rabbeinu lo svir leka rambam baha. It must be the fact that the Torah doesn't mention the 3-year-old line for a girl must mean that the Torah disagrees with it. If you look in the footnote on the bottom, it says that the Torah doesn't disagree with it. You have to look at the Torah at the beginning of the Siman. The Torah writes all the way back on page 18, Asur min haTorah le'isha yisyachid ima erva. A man cannot have yichud with an erva. Ben yalda ben zakena. V'cham gazra al kol yichud afilu shal pnuya v'gaya. U'bulvad shetayim ibas shalosh anam v'mayla. The Torah already said, girl has to be 3 years old. He doesn't say it over here, 3 pages later. But he said it at the beginning of the Siman. Unclear what the Bach was saying over here. It was the Torah is explicit. He said straight out, "There's got to be 3 years." He happened to not say it as he was quoting the Rambam over here. So the pashtus is: look back at what I said before about the age of a girl being 3 years old, or look at the Rambam that I'm quoting. It's because of a Rambam. So the Bach makes a machlokas where it doesn't seem that there really is one. But if there were a machlokas, what would the machlokas be? So says the Bach. V'taimo da chazim da fil bas chamesh bas shei sheinu moseres hatzma labia. He says, it must be that the Torah was thinking to himself, it can't be that there's an Issur Yichud with a 3-year-old. What kind of 3-year-old girl would ever agree to have bia with a guy? What kind of 5-year-old girl, 6-year-old girl would ever agree to have bia with a guy? It can't be that there's an Issur Yichud. Ela da'afilu ru'uy l'bia shari l'syachinima adzman shemoseres atzma l'bia. And therefore, even if she's roi l'bia, you could have yichud with her until she would be at an age where it might happen that she would be moseres atzma l'bia, that she would be willing to participate. How old is that? Dahainu bas teisha v'yom echad. That's a 9-year-old. 9 years old, then she'd be moseres atzma l'bia. Awful. Right? Disgusting. That's what you're going to assume. 9 years old. Is Moseres Atzma Labia already? Says the footnote on the bottom of this fancy tour. Lo yadati ana matza kein. I don't know where they got this from. 9 years old? Where did the Bach get 9 years old from? Vishir deteshon miyamechalo nemer el betinok shabiyaso bia. The only time we ever have 9 is by a boy. And that's for the halachic definition of bia. That bia counts when a boy is 9 years old. But not that a person has a Yetzer Hara for such things at the age of 9. It would be pretty sick to have a Yetzer Hara for such things at the age. Where did 9 come from? So the truth is, I think I know where 9 came from. You know where 9 came from? Where did 9 came from? What? By a boy, yeah, but he's saying by a girl. He's saying by a girl 9. Where does 9 come from for a girl? So it's a Gemara. Not exactly. The Gemara says, on the Peal from the base toward the bottom, Higdilu ze yashan b'ksusa. Now we had said in the Mishnah that Mesiach radim imimov imbito v'yashan imam b'kiruv basa. that a person is allowed to sleep a kirv basar with their daughter, let's say. But once they get older, then make sure everyone's clothed. And it's not appropriate for a parent to take to be in the bed undressed with the child once the child gets older, because then there's already some it's totally inappropriate. Vikama, how old? Amar Rav Abba Rav Azza, Amar Rav Asi, Tinokas Pas Teisha Shanim Yamecha. A girl, the age of 9. Tinok Ben Shteim Esrei Shanim Yamecha. A boy, the age of 12. So it's Beferish in the Gemara. And the age of 9 means something for a girl. And it means something, the age of 9. Now if you look in the Bach over there, on the side of the page, he says, Ayin Bashri Hisigal Gir Sezuv Akasav, Dach Garsina Tinokas Pas Gimel Shanim Yamecha. That the Gaon Sashri on the spot says, what? The age of 9 never means anything for a girl. It has to, the Girsa must be wrong, must mean 3. Maybe the which is the Gaon Sabach, but maybe the Bach over here on the side of the Torah is saying that we'll keep that Girsa, and the age of 9 means something for a girl. What does it mean? It means she's a young lady. She's not a little kid anymore. And once she's a young lady, so then we already have to be choshish for these kinds of things. At what age does a girl have to start dressing tsunua? At what age does a girl have to? My wife told me you got to give a shear to the women in North Woodmere, you know, so that they can know what age they should buy tsunua clothing. So I said, okay, I'll give it. She said, wait till after the summer. I'm not ready yet with our daughter. Okay, so I don't have any conclusions yet, but we have to. So what age? What's the? So some people are makbid at the age of 3, because 3 is the time. Biasabia, whatever. Mishnah Berurah is makbid at the age of 3. But that's not agreed upon by everybody. Pashas Chazanish says when she's a young lady. When does she become a young lady? Probably depends on the girl. But by the age of 9, I think the assumption is everyone's already a young lady.
Yeah, it's very consistent because by Tina, because it's your base, it's hard to say that it's not. He's picking one side, and thought you said he's picking 9 by a girl, but not 9.
Right. Meaning it's almost like the Bach is working with Svara. With where you would assume a Yetzer Hara is beginning to develop, that a person, you know, that a person's actually like a person,
so
not just a child.
This talking about she's physically mature.
Well, yeah, this is talking about a different halacha in the Gemara. It's talking about sleeping in the same bed. So maybe that's a different. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying that the number 9 years old for a girl doesn't come out of nowhere. The footnote on the bottom of the Torah says it comes out of nowhere. Where does he get this 9 years old for a girl? Never says it anywhere. It does say it somewhere in this context of sleeping in the same bed. And it's a questionable gear. So, but it doesn't come from nowhere. It exists. Now, it's also interesting that when the Bach gives examples, he says, even a 5 or 6 year old doesn't have a Yetzer Hara, doesn't have any taivas for these kinds of things. Would never be Moseres Hatzma Labia. So who would? A 9-year-old. So shouldn't he have said even a 7 or 8 year old wouldn't? And he like sort of leaves this window in between. What? Well, of course, the fact that he says 2 numbers makes it lav dafka also. But it's just odd that he picks those numbers. Okay, that is ha'ara number 2. Ha'ara number 3 over here is that the Ezer Mikodesh, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, I think got cut off at the bottom of the page over here, but the Ezer Mikodesh writes that until the age of 12, there's no Yetzer Hara for a girl. Which would mean that Moseres Atzma Labia would only happen at 12. Now, why is Moseres Atzma Labia an important? Even if we reject the Bach, which of course it would seem La Halacha, we reject, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam said, and like the Torah probably meant, in spite of the Bach trying to make a machlokas between the Torah and the Rambam, but anyone who spoke about it before the times of before the times of Moshe really, always assumed that Rambam, the Torah, you know, the Shulchan Aruch all say a girl at the age of 3 is an Isser, a boy at the age of 9. Period. So why do I care that she's only Moseres Atzma Labia at the age of 12? For what halacha does that matter? That she's Moseres Atzma Labia? Where does that come up? Right, her saving someone else from an Isser Yichud. A man is having Yichud with a woman, but he wouldn't do anything if there's a kid in the room. What kind of kid? A little girl who would report whatever she sees, but wouldn't participate in any lewd behavior. So she's not going to be a participant. At what age do we assume she wouldn't participate? So the Bach just told us 9. 9 is when we assume she wouldn't be most awesome. The other days, and Mikodesh writes on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's 12. So that's, different ages when it comes to the girl. Now, Rav Moshe, as I mentioned to you before, and as you guys pointed out to me, really seems to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch over here, which is somewhat stunning. But, this didn't come from a Gemara. The Bach disagrees also. And the whole idea of a three-year-old being a problem of Yichud is very difficult to stomach. So Rav Moshe, in Osiyud Beis, in that tshuva, discusses, the shaila that was posed to him was, what if you have a Safek Isra Yichud? For example, you're not sure if the girl is 3 years old or not. You don't know if it was her birthday yet. If it was her three-year-old birthday. You remember, she was born in the summertime 3 years ago, but you don't remember the beginning of the summer, end of the summer. You don't know. You don't know if she's 3 years old yet. So he says, L'chora, what should you say? No, what do you say when you have a Safek in any din? So as long as it's only the Rabbanan, L'chora, you should say that we should be Mekel. And he writes that L'chora, though, the whole three-year-old thing is difficult to accept, because the nature of the Isra Yichud is such that we work with the assumption in many of the halachas of Yichud that if you think everyone, the world is going to find out about what you're doing, that's enough of a deterrent that you're not going to do anything. Which halachas of Yichud tell us that if you think word's going to get out, you're not going to do anything? Which halachas that we learned already over the course of the last few weeks teach us that if you think that people will know about this, you're not going to do this? Pesach, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah. What? By the beer, maybe not, depending on which Shita and Rishonim, right?
Yes, women.
Two women. What's the reason that you're not allowed to have Yichud with two women? Because one of them is going to go blabbing about it. What? Right? So these halachos all develop a model for the nature of the Isra Yichud. That Isra Yichud is only when you think you're going to get away with it and no one's going to find out. But any time someone's going to find out, then there's no Isra Yichud. Says Rav Moshe, a little girl between the ages of 3 and 12, let's say, is someone going to find out? If a guy does something to her, of course someone's going to find out. He's mefater, he's ma'aneser. First of all, she's going to be in screaming pain. He says, and he points out, that even 20-year-old women who are besulas, the first time they have bia very often causes a good deal of pain. Certainly a little girl is going to cause a tremendous amount of pain. And not just tremendous amount of pain, tremendous amount of blood. So what, she's going to go back to her parents, bleeding, screaming, kvetching, saying, I don't know what happened, but something really bad happened, and she's not going to tell anybody? Of course she's going to tell. So, how can you say there's an Isra Yichud? The very thing that saves the Isra Yichud, the concern that people are going to find out, exists over here. Yeah?
So, do you think, first of all, why are we assuming that Yichud is taking into consideration the Rashash of Fata and Nunes?
Right, which is also a big Kiddush, meaning...
We never discussed that.
We never assumed that Chazal asked. Well, we did discuss briefly because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it says that David was gozer, David Bezina was gozer because of Amnon and Tamar. Well, what happened over there was that he was Ma'anes Tamar. So it could be that the Yisra Yichud Pnuya was put into place to prevent a guy being Ma'anes a girl when they're alone in a room together. But it didn't sound that way from Rashi on the Gemara over there. It didn't sound that it was because of Onus. It was because the other women are going to say, if this could happen to a girl like that, then it could happen to anybody. But Lav Dafka, so as to sort of calm their concerns more than deal with an actual concern of Onus. But it was just to calm the girls down a little bit, that they were worried about what's going to be with us. Yeah. Right, so the difference, I think, is, I was thinking about that also. You speak to psychologists, and every time another scandal comes comes out, which unfortunately there are way too many of them, where someone is found to have been a molester or something like that, and then 35-year-old women or 35-year-old men are coming out and saying, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, this person did this to me, and I never told anybody about it. And the psychologists say, yeah, people do that. That the people hold these things in. But I think Rav Moshe's point is that if it was inappropriate touching, if it was things like that, yeah, then people could hold these things in. But something that leaves such a physical roshem, something that she's going to be bleeding and she's going to be in screaming pain, and it's not just emotional pain, she's going to be in actual physical pain, very, very difficult to imagine that that would be kept a secret. So he says, what about the Rambam? What about the Shulchan Aruch? They didn't know that when there's a chashash that it's going to get out, that's not a yichud. So, first of all, yeah, let's see what Moshe says. He says, they were in the Doros HaRishonim. And in the earlier generations, they used to have, over here, Doros HaRishonim doesn't necessarily mean Rishonim, it means earlier generations. And in earlier generations, people got married very young. Rivka Yemenu got married at the age of 3, whatever, it was a different world, and I don't know, maybe they had a different physical makeup, who knows, we don't know what, but somehow, like, these things were more common, and maybe these Piskei Halacha are not based on a halachic reality that at the age of 3 she's Roy Labia, and therefore there's Nisri Yichud. Maybe it was an actual reality, that at the age of 3 there was actually a concern. But nowadays there can't be a concern at the age of 3. And he writes, Avol be'etzem adayin tamur, da'af im hitashu baila, vadet sabar la'avio li'ima. He says, but even if the guy is able to fool the girl into thinking that he's her husband or something, she's going to tell mom and dad. He says, whatever explanation I can give for the Doros HaRishonim, it doesn't really satisfy me. Meaning, it still doesn't make sense. Why in the Doros? Because what? What's all there is in Doros HaRishonim? Girls will get married at the age of 5, 6. The fathers will give them up for Kiddushin. So the guy could tell the girl, I'm your husband, and this is what you do. And she knows that if that's her husband, then she's going to have to suffer a certain amount of pain through the first few bias or whatever. But what? She's not going to tell her parents? She's going to tell her parents, thanks a lot for telling me about my husband, Dad. What husband? Oh, you know, that guy that said he's my husband. Mistama, that conversation's got to happen. He says, so even in Doros HaRishonim, I can't really answer it. Aval bizmanenu bedoros achadim shalafanenu. Our generation and the most recent generations, harei halo shayich lachush klal. I don't know what the concern would be at all. And therefore, I don't want to say asur mutter, which is his way of saying that I don't want to say against Shulchan Aruch, but it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch says the age of 3 is a problem. But come on. It's not really a problem. But here's what I will say, says Rav Moshe. If you're not sure if she's 3 years old, it could be meikah. Because if it's a suffix, and I'm really right anyway, so even if she is 3, it's mutter. So if it's a suffix, for sure you could be maker. Yeah.
Yeah, where would change halacha based on the fact that reality changed?
It depends on the halacha. It depends which halacha it is. So something over here, it's not a change in the halacha. I always wanted to give a share on this, on halachas that change with time. There are certain halachas that do change with time, because it's not the halacha that changes. The halacha construct remains the same. It's like what fits into that halacha construct. I'll give you a mashal. The halacha is a nyantiv. You're allowed to do malacha sochel nefesh. You're allowed to do malacha for basic human common needs, like cooking and things like that. So the Gemara says explicitly, you are not allowed to heat water to bathe yourself, because that's not a basic common consistent need that a person has. How often does one take a bath? Once a month or something like that in the times of the Gemara? So it's not called shavah l'kol nefesh. So therefore, you're not allowed to heat water to take a bath on Yantif. It's a Mlach Daraisa of Bishul, no Hetter. And yet, many poskim bizmanenu say there's no Issa Daraisa whatsoever of heating up water to take a bath. The halacha changed? What? Just because people shower more often? No, the halacha remained the same. That anything that's Shavalakal Nefesh, that's the Mlach Sochal Nefesh, Shavalakal Nefesh, is going to be mutter. What counts as Shavalakal Nefesh could change? So here also, anytime you can have yichud with a girl and it could lead to bia where it won't be found out, that's the isra yichud. What circumstances are that it won't be found out? That's changed.
So why wouldn't the Shulchan Aruch say the svara, like whenever it's right or something like that, it's not found out.
The whole siman is about that. Pesach zochus yisraim. The whole.
He says specific years.
What?
He says a specific age. Don't need a specific age.
You're right. I mean, the pashas is not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. You're right. Pashas is not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. It's just, it's hard to stomach. It's just very difficult to, especially since there's no Gemara like that. To say that to a babysitter, for a guy your age, let's say, to babysit a 3-year-old girl, that it's going to be a little bit difficult. It's challenging to, yeah.
Are we careful in general to not act based on reasons that we attribute to Yisur Aisa? Because...
So Yichud seems to be, according to like half the poskim, a giant exception to that rule for some reason. Maybe because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch formulated it that way. I don't know. Siyag d'oraisa, go back to our first year, because it's all this, the whole nature of the Yisur. But for some reason, according to like half the poskim, Yichud is a giant exception to that rule. That for Yichud, the reason is critical. I don't have a good handle on why it would be a giant exception to that rule, but apparently... It apparently is. So Moshe says, really, you say Savitar Aisluchum and Savitar Banalakula. However, if it doesn't make sense to have an Issa Yichud between a child between the age of 3 and 8, he doesn't say all the way to 12, but between 3 and 8, because it's for sure going to be found out, so then it doesn't seem that there should be an Issa Yichud. Maybe girls in earlier generations were much more used to intimate relationships at an early age, but even that is hard to imagine. And certainly in our generation, it would never be able to be kept a secret. And Rav Moshe says, I can't say asra mutter, but certainly if you have a suffix about a girl, whether she's 3 years old, then vaday mutter, then there's no doubt. In general, suffix is a yichud. There's an interesting discussion I saw in Torah say yichud. When you have a suffix, whether there's a violation or there's a yichud problem or not, it may not be so pashut that we automatically just say Savitar Raisa L'chum or Savitar Banan L'kula. It's just a side point, just to make a ha'ara over here. I saw in Torah the Yichud, he points out there's a Mishnah in Gittin, Dafayin Gimel, where the Mishnah says, Lo tisyachir imo ele b'fnei edim, afilu al pi ever, afilu al pi shivcha, that a guy gives a get to his wife and says, this should be your get mehayom im mesi. We should be divorced from today if I die. The Tanai for this get kicking in is if I die, before you die, right? Or if I die from whatever, this dangerous situation that I'm facing. So it's all a Tanai. It's all, maybe they're already divorced, but maybe they're not, and we don't know yet because he's not yet dead. So it's, they are what we call suffake divorced, right? So the mission over there says they can't have Yichud. They can't have Yichud together because they're suffake divorced. And if they're divorced, they're not allowed to have Yichud together. And Rashi says, Shema Yavo Aleha, you have to worry that they're going to have Bia, because, and if they have Bia, we have to be worried that that Bia will be L'shem Kiddushin, that Bia he's going to have in mind that he wants it to be a Kiddushin, then you're going to need another get. And even if you're not choshish that they're going to have Bia, says Rashi, she's a single girl, and Asr L'Syachid and Priya. You're not allowed to have Yichud with a single girl. What's the raya from here? Rashi in Gittin says, the reason a guy who gave a get to his wife with a condition that this get should be chal from right now if something happens in the future, if I die, that right now already they're not allowed to have Yichud, Rashi says, because she might be single and you're not allowed to have Yichud with a single girl. What do you see from there? No, what do you see? What's their status right now? Are you allowed to have Yichud with this woman? If she's single, no. If she's married to you, yes. That therefore makes it a suffix. Worst case scenario, you're violating an Isser. Rabbana. This L'chorah should be a suffix. Rabbana. Meaning worst case scenario, she's a Panuya. Panuya is only, Yichud with a Panuya is only Rabbana. Worst case, she's single. Best case, she's married to you. So of course you'll have Yichud with her. But worst case, she's a single girl. So it's Safik Drabana. And yet we see, the Mishnah says, no Yichud, can't have Yichud. Maybe this tells us, there's a raya, that even though normally we say Safik Drabana Lekula, but Yichud for some reason we're machmir, even Misafik. That's maybe a raya, that that we'd be machmir by safik yichud.
Yeah. It could be the raisa, because if they're married and they have bia, right, they're not actually divorced. So let's say he dies and the mefreya, then she sleeps with someone else. So isn't that anyway?
Meaning, the concern is, let's say she's a pnuya, and you're actually going to have bia with her, l'shem kiddushin, and then it's going to cause all sorts of daraisa ramifications. Yeah, but Rashi's saying, even if you're not going to be choshish for bia, let's assume we're not choshish for bia. I mean, Rashi says that first, that if there's going to be bia, there's going to be all sorts of terrible daraisa ramifications. But even Rashi says, even if you're not choshish for bia, he finds his lashon. Ulamanda lo chayish nami. Still, it's going to be yichud with the panuya, which that in its own right is going to be asur. So it sounds like even when there are no daraisa ramifications. The last thing we'll do today, and we'll try to finish up the rest of these topics tomorrow, because these are good topics, very important topics, is children having yichud with each other. Is there any isur for children to have yichud with each other? So the Yamshel Shlomo writes that the issue of yichud happens if the girl is 3 and the guy is 13. And everyone jumps all over him. What? 3 and 13? What should he have said?
3 and 9.
3 and 9, or 13 and 12, if you want to say that it relates to Bar Bas Mitzvah. Where does 3 and 13 come from? So the way the Acharon explained what the Yamshel Shlomo must mean is that if it's a girl and a guy in the same room, that girl and guy, one of them has to be an adult in order for there to be an isser. Because there's no issue yichud on children. There's an isser to have yichud with a child. How old the child? Girl 3, boy 9. But there's no isser for the child to have yichud. So if you're an adult male having yichud with a girl over the age of 3, you did an isser, not the child. If you're an adult female having yichud with a boy over the age of 9, you did an isser, not the child. If you have a 3-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy, nobody did an isser. Doesn't apply to children. This yichud doesn't apply to children.
Because 9 or 3, no one's in a musr atma with a bia, so there's no chash. Only when there's 13 or 3, then someone's
not. Right. Meaning when you have an adult with a child, so you have to be concerned with ma'anes, mifata, something like that. But when you're dealing with children who are not yet moser matzvah l'biya, right? So there's not going to be any pitoy, because why would a kid want to seduce another kid? He has no asadus for these kinds of things.
Are we choshish from that answer?
Are we choshish by which case?
In general,
with an adult. Well, pitoy ketana is considered onus, so it's the same thing as being. Meaning the fact that we don't allow an adult with even a child who's not Royal Libya tells us that we're choshish for something over there.
Why is it?
Why is a very good question.
Who says that's
onus? What?
Who says that's onus?
Oh, the Gemara says that. Pita Ketana is considered onus. The Ketana doesn't have the maturity to make that decision, and therefore it's considered onus. It's the Torah thought of the concept called statutory rape before the American legal system did. Statutory rape means for a man to have a relationship with a little girl. She agreed, she was into it. So what, the girl I'm dating is 7. She agreed, so that's illegal in this country. Even if she agreed. Not just 7, even if she's 14 or whatever in this country, it would be illegal. Because we assume that she's not mature enough to make these decisions. So the Torah already recognized that Ketana is not mature enough to make these decisions. Male, it's considered rape.
Isn't there
an
opinion
in
the
Gemara
that Yitzchus Pito Ketana Lavu?
Yeah, it's Machlo. Now, the not everyone agrees with this Yamshel Shlomo. There's a Kresi Uplesi, Sidrei Tara, others that hold that there is an Issur Yichud. Now, the implication is as follows. My brother pointed this out to me last week, and maybe we'll discuss a little more tomorrow. Can you hire a non-Jewish babysitter to watch your girl under your, let's say, non-Jewish female babysitter to watch your boy under Bar Mitzvah? 12-year-old boy. So, no, play it out for me. Where's the Isser?
Similarly, it wouldn't be, because she doesn't have the Isser, so no one has an Isser.
She's a guy, she has no Isser. He's not Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't have an Isser, there's no Isser on a child.
We're cautious that she'll want something to happen. there still should be an issur yichud.
So if you're going to go with Schwab's definition of, meaning this is l'shitascha, meaning the way you understood why two children would be mutter is because no one's going to be mefata the other, right? But when you're dealing with an adult guy, maybe there should be an issur because the adult guy still might be mefata. Here's the problem with your chashman. I was thinking, I just thought of now, is that at what age is a girl considered moseres atzma l'biya? 9. Under bat mitzvah. Right. Okay, but it's a boy. No, under 13 probably we already assume will be interested in Bia. It's just that he's not a bar mitzvah till 13. Meaning a boy at the age of 9, I think we already assume, not only is he halachically capable of Bia, he might already be interested.
We say 9 is that he's well Bia, but not in Moser. We don't say that he's in Moser. That's what we say 9 and 3.
Nine and three were when they are royal Libya.
We don't say Moshe though.
But Moshe Atzma Libya happens before Bar Bas Mitzvah also.
It's not nine.
What?
It's not nine.
Whenever it is, it happens before Bar Bas Mitzvah.
Yeah,
so the point is, if you're going to say that there's no Isra Yichud on a child, no matter how old they are, as long as they're before Bar Bas Mitzvah, so then it can't relate to the fact that there's no Yetzirah, because they might already have the Yetzirah for this. Okay, but I'm saying, Yam Shoshoma sounds like he's saying, till he's 13, there's not going to be an Isra Yichud for him. Yam Shoshoma said 13. But that's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine. Because it's not true.
Okay, maybe 3-year-old
girl. I mean, they go into a 7th grade classroom in any boys' school, and boys have 12. So, okay, so Benjamin, tomorrow we'll talk about that a little bit, and that relates to babysitters in general, and also relates to, what am I missing, what are we not discussing over here when we're talking about children? How could you say there's no Isra Yichud on children? Isn't there a mitzvah of? No, by a child. Can you feed a child a cheeseburger? No, why not? No chinuch and yichud. So okay, so we'll talk about that, God willing, a little bit tomorrow. I guess we'll finish up this. May take us the whole year just to finish up this topic tomorrow. Didn't get that far today. We'll see how far we get. Okay.